Zakta Elga Mishnah Vaitra Masechta Zahalas Perik Tes Vav Mishnah Zayin. Bias, we have a house Shemila Yafar that was filled with, this time not with straw, rather with afar, with earth. Oh, it's Tsrairis. Remember, it's Tsrairis and Perik. Kainsat Haregel, Tsrairis are pebbles. Ubitali. And unlike the straw which he's going to use to feed his animals or whatever he used straw for beds, here he said, just leaving it there. In his mind, this offer and these tsrairis stay in the house. Kri shel tfua. Kri is a pile. Remember from Seder's Rhyme, how many times we had the words, chita achas beteres es akri. Min ha-Torah, one wheat patra is a whole pile. V'chein kri shel tfua, let's say this person had a pile of grain, he decided to leave it there. A gal shel tsrairis, or he filled his house with a gal, it's like a mountain of pebbles, and left him there. You already told me that he filled the house with tsrairis. So what's the difference between a mountain of tsrairis, a mountain of pebbles, or pebbles? So they bring over here from the Rambam, it's mashma, that this case in the Mishnah, with a pile of tfua, or a mountain of tsrairis, this isn't in a house. In other words, according to the Rambam, we have one case of it with a house that's full of afar or tsrairis, and he decides to leave it there. Then we have another case. That means like outside, not in a house. But there's a pile of tfua and a mound of pebbles, and he decides to leave it there. They land the Rambam. Either way, Zakta Mishnah Vaitra Afila, even if this mound is Kigaloi Shel Achan. Galoi Shel Achan, the mountain of Achan, what is that? Let's see how good you remember your Tanakh. Learn Sefer Yeshua. When the Yidden took over Yericho, Yeshua made it very clear, no one is allowed to take anything from the city. Somebody named Achan didn't listen, and he took some of the things from the city. Achan was very rich, and when you're very rich, you want more. That's how it goes. You know what Achan actually saw? Chazal tell us there was an Avodah Zarah there, and the Avodah Zarah had a golden tongue. And in front of this Avodah Zarah, there was a very expensive, like a coat that was hanging there. A lot of money over there. The Anshei Yericho used to donate this as a matana for their Avodah Zarah. And Achan's Yetzirah got the best of him. He took everything and hid it in his tent. It's not the first time Achan did this, but it's the first time Achan did it after the Yidden crossed the Yarden. And at this point, Klal Yisrael were responsible for each other. And then they had a Mulchama in the city of Ai, and Yorib ben Menashe was killed. Yorib ben Menashe was equal to Roiv of the Anshei Sanhedrin. And the Yidden felt terrible about this. Yeshua ripped his clothing, he fell on his face, and he cried to Hashem. And Hashem said, Yeshua, why are you crying? The Yidden were chote. Somebody was Moel Becherem. He took from the spoils when he wasn't allowed to. So Yeshua asked Hashem, who? Hashem said, I don't speak Lashon Hara. Go and make a garden, find out who it is. So Yeshua went, and he looked into the Chayshin, and he saw 12 stones connected to 12 Shvatim. The stones shined. There was a certain like a brightness that came out of the stones. But one of the stones didn't shine so much. And that was the stone of Shevet Yehuda. So he understood it had to be someone from Shevet Yehuda. Then he made a girl between the people of the Shevet, and it fell on Achan. So Yeshua said, please, be Maida. So first Achan was very defiant. Why, it's not even a month since the Ptir of Moshe Rabbeinu. And you forgot what it says in the Torah, Pishnayim Edom, Ashlosh Edom, Yochim Davar, your Samech on a Geirel? Why, if there would be a Geirel between you and Elazar HaKayin, the two Gedali Adar, the Geirel will fall on one of you. These words caused a lot of Agos Nefesh to Yeshua. Yeshua saw with his Ruach HaKadosh, he's going to have to divide the land based on the Geirel. If the Yidden don't believe in the Geirel, if he brings up some doubt that the Geirel is Min HaShemayim, what's going to be when he divides the land? So Yeshua turned to Achan, he said, Ten kavod alekei Yisrael. Don't be mevaza the Geirel. The people from Shevet Yehuda that stood around Yeshua and Achan heard their words. They were very angry at Yeshua. On the other hand, the other Shvatim took the side of Yeshua. When Achan saw that a war is breaking out, he decided he best be Maida. He said, it's true. I took from the spoils. Chatasi Lashem. And not only now, but even in previous times, I did as well. During the times of Moshe. So Achan was punished with Skila. Ochan was zeicher to a chelik li'olam haba, because the ma'aseh he was ma'ida, and that's merumas in the pasuk where Yeshua said to Ochan, Yakarcha Hashem b'yayim hazeh, today you are cursed, but not li'olam haba. After Ochan was killed, a large pile of stones was placed over his body, and it was kept over there till after he was buried. That pile of stones is called Galoy Shel Ochan. So what does our Mishnah mean to say? Our Mishnah means to say, Afilu, even if this mountain of Tzroiris is Kigalei Shalachin, in other words, it's only there until the time that they're going to take the Tumah away from underneath it. So I would think, maybe that's not called being Mevatel it there. In all these cases where the whole point is that he's leaving it there, it's not changing. But we say that's also called leaving it there, because until the Tumah is taken away, it's going to be there. Now, Stamazai, even if a house is full, but if he plans on taking it out, that's not called full. It's still an oil. But in all these cases, being that he plans on leaving it there, I don't have an oil. An oil means there's a roof and there's space underneath. There's no space underneath. This is like all part of the building. It's staying there. If you make a house and you fill up the whole inside of the house and you plan on leaving it filled up, it's not a house. So Mimela, this house does not have a din of an oil. And I don't say Tumah goes from one side to the other. V'yafilu, even if Tumah b'tzad ha-kelim, the Tumah is found mamish right near the kelim, but to the side of the kelim. But Tumah, this Tumah, in this type of a house, b'kas v'oila, goes straight up, all the way up until the sky. B'kas v'yirez, goes all the way down, but does not go off to the sides. So why isn't this house considered an oil? Or let's say it's talking about a big pile. Not in a house, why isn't it considered an oil? And the answer is, because you decided to leave it over there, it's as if it's all full. There's no space here. An oil is a roof, and there has to be space underneath. There's no space over here. We have earth, we have pebbles, we have tefuah, and it's all staying here. He has no plans to take it away right now. That's the reason the tumah goes up and down, but it does not go off to the sides. Zakta batanura. This is only there's no place of a tefach. By a tefach, high a tefach, in the area of the tumah. But if you do have a tefach by a tefach in the area of the tumah, then you have a whole different din. Then there's a din of what's called a kaver sasim, a closed kaver. And the din with a closed kaver is anything around it becomes tameh. So in a chanami, the tumah goes straight up, straight down. It won't be metama off to the sides, but only if there is no tefach by a tefach in the place where the tumah is. So, chazing over our mission, if we have a house that was totally filled with dirt or pebbles, and he decides, I'm just leaving it there. Or he filled the house with a pile of grain, he also decided, for whatever reason, I'm just leaving it there. Or we have a mountain of Tzroiris, the Rambam learns this is a separate case, it's outside of a house. Even if the mound is like the mound of Achin, which means he's only going to leave it there as long as the Tumah is there. But either way, that's enough to say that this house has no empty space in it. And if it has no empty space in it, it's not an oil. Amimela, even if the tumah is right next to the kelim, as long as it's off to the side, it won't get tameh. Tumah will go up, straight down, it won't go off to the side. But the Ritz told us, however, if there's an area of a tefach, by a tefach, where the tumah is, that's an oil on its own, then it becomes a kever sasim. What's around the wood become tameh, but if you don't have an area of a tefach by a tefach, where the tumah is, and he plans to leave things here for now, tumah goes straight up and straight down, but it doesn't go to the sides.